And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Daniel prayed every morning, every noon, and every night. That's a great song. I tell you, folk, that's what we need to be doing across the world today, and especially here in America. We need to be calling on a thrice holy God. We're really not just three times a day, but especially every morning, every noon, every night. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive the sin, I'll heal the land. I believe it's time, past time, that we do just that. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around here with you for a little while, and I like those old-time traditional bluegrass gospel songs, and I hope that one there touched your heart today. I want to thank you for taking your time to tune into It's Gospel Time each week, and I hope that the program is a blessing to you. I'd love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. We're now starting our 30th year of radio broadcast, just finished up 29 years, and if you've been around with us for the entire time, or even for a little while, you've done figured out that I like the old-time traditional style of bluegrass gospel music, and I don't mind a new song as long as it's in the traditional style, and I like that. Well, folk, I hope you've got your plans made to being in a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. Now, I prefer to use the old authorized King James Version of the Bible myself. And if you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area, or perhaps you live in the Asheville area and you'd like to go to church with us, well, we'd just be honored to have you with us. Give me a phone call or send me an email, whatever, if you're coming through, and let me get in touch with you, or you get in touch with me, and we'd just love to have you. My phone number is 828-778-3350. 828-778-3350. And my email, itsgospeltime@yahoo.com. I-T-S. Got to put the its part in. I-T-S-G-O-S-P-E-L-T-I-M-E. It's Gospel Time. I-T-S-G-O-S-P-E-L-T-I-M-E at yahoo.com. You can find us on the World Wide Web at www.itsgospeltime.com. And so let us hear from you. We'd appreciate that. Please pray for us. Always need your prayers. And we'd appreciate that also. And we greatly, greatly love to hear from all of our listeners, wherever you're listening from. We have folk listening across the big waters in Australia, Denmark. We know about those two places and all across the country. And it's always a blessing. Well, let's move along and get right into the Word of God. We're going to share some scripture with you, as we always do. And we're in the book of Esther. In the book of Esther, Old Testament scripture, Esther chapter 2. We're going to pick up reading in verse number 8. And we're reading from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. Alexander Scorby is doing a reading. So we'll begin in verse number 8, read a portion of scripture. Follow along with us if you possibly can.
So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace to the custody of Hegai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily gave her her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and 7 maidens which were meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not showed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now when every maid's turn was come to go into King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women, then thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Sheashgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Hegai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast, and he made a release to the provinces, and gave gifts according to the state of the king.
Trust in him. Though my steps are sometimes slow, with my hand in his I'll go. On through life, let come what may, he'll be there to lead the way.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
puts a song telling me in words so clear, have no fear, for I am here. When my work on earth is done and life victories have been won, He will take me home above, then I'll understand His love.
Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. That's Joe Mullins and Radio Ramblers, of course, with Dr. Ralph Stanley right there on the lead part of that one. Coming up, another great song.
Circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say, enter, my good faithful servant. For the family who prays never shall part. And mothers filling their hearts with his envy and hate, heading their pathway down to destruction, leaving their children like orphans to stray. The family who prays will never be parted. Circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say, enter, my good faithful servant. For the family who prays never shall part, never shall part. Tornadoes have taken our loved ones, leaving us tearful with sad aching hearts. But we shall join them over the river, for the family who prays never shall part. Unbroken shall stand. God will say, enter, my dear faithful servant. For the family who prays never shall part, never shall part.
The family who prays. That's a CD that was produced at a local studio in Western North Carolina by three sisters who got together to put together a CD in honor of their mom. And I tell you, they don't consider themselves professional singers, and it wasn't really put together at a professional studio, but they did a great job, and they call themselves Mountain Laurel. Great singing. I like it. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, we're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll come back in, have you some more great gospel music. Stay around, because we'll be back right after this.